3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And let me give you the telephone numbers immediately. Sometimes I forget to do so. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion that we're having today. We're talking about today an issue that I believe is understood, whether we've stated it in this fashion or not. We're witnessing evil, the epitome of evil, the very heart of evil in our nation and around the globe, even today. We've witnessed that in what we've seen recently, the past several months, and past couple of years, in fact. We've witnessed the very essence of evil. Two attempts to take President Trump's life, one while he was still candidate, another after he was president. We find that the evil exists today when you find a man that had been arrested 14 times on a train in North Carolina, stabbing a young woman in the throat, killing her, and five people witnessing that, watching it, and not turning a finger to do anything about it. That's the epitome of evil. And then probably the apex of what we would call evil today is to recognize here's a man, Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, a wife and a four-year-old son and a one-year-old child, I believe 31 years old, a conservative Christian patriot, was assassinated. That's the epitome of evil. We're going to talk about that today, and we have a very special guest that we'll introduce in just a few moments. Invite you to have to join in the dialogue and discussion with us. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalm 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, the question sometimes would be asked, how long is forever? It's forever. Never ending forever. Ladies and gentlemen, even though we speak about truth, I'm reminded of the secularist George Orwell, that in 1947, 1948, and 1949, he published a work entitled 1984. In 1984, a dystopian novel about the condition of America, what would be happening by 1984, a lot of what he said in that novel was pretty factual as to what was seen. He was off by the date a good little bit, rather, 1984. But he said in that dystopian novel, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factually true today. If you don't believe that, just talk with a Democrat and ask them about some of the things that's taking place. Talk with the socialist Marxist media today and ask them to identify truth. And most of them couldn't identify truth if it slapped them in the face. But yet that's the mindset today that we have, that there's no real truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials, based on the latest survey, 55% of them. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And 55% of that age group, the millennial age group, 18 to 35 years of age, make this statement. Let me read it to you. Each person determines their own version of truth. That makes truth elusive. That makes truth difficult, if not impossible, to nail down. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns, the headline from DeMint, warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Now listen to, in part, what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And I'm looking at another article, ladies and gentlemen. Title of it says, Western Civilization Will Be Destroyed Without a Commitment to Truth. And the article goes like this in part. Americans' institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. It further states this, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. There's no more serious problem than the notion that is fashionable in academia today and for decades now that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception, or it is simply cultural mores, or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in those few words, I've just given a summary of what's happening in our world today, and especially in America. If you don't believe that, you can get in a circle of people. You can talk about theological, doctrinal, biblical truths. You can talk about political truths. You can talk about socioeconomic issues, and you'll find those that will challenge your truth because they feel they have a handle on a different truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we see people using a half-truth today. That's very prevalent in the past several days after the execution, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, it was Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian, that said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Kirk was the epitome of defending the truth even to death. He had been maligned, attacked, and threatened time and time and time again. He didn't cower. He didn't hide. He didn't go into the closet. He stuck to telling the truth and standing at the truth, even though it ultimately cost him his life. In fact, I listened to several of Charlie Kirk's lectures, his speeches, his dialogue and discussion. I've listened to several of them the past few days. And one of the things that stood out to me was in one of his college campus lectures and debates, he talked about the greatest thing a person could do would be to stand for truth and to not to back down, even if you had to become a martyr to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the life Charlie Kirk lived, and that's exactly what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Honda's, ladies and gentlemen, they have the Honda generators. And the best thing about that is they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional landscape brand of lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. Ladies and gentlemen, on the campus of Tools for a Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible the BIBLE, as it used to be called in the Vacation Bible School and Sunday School days of my era. The BIBLE, the Bible, warns us in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 1st verse, right column, last verse on that column in my Bible, that in the last days perilous times shall come. May I say to you, without modifying the Word of God, perilous times have come. They are present. And the word perilous, coming from the Greek text, simply means wicked, dangerous, deadly, dark, devastating. That identifies society today. In fact, when you look at that text, you'll find that it identifies the character, the characteristics, the morals and the ethics and the values in the last days. And we are there as we see it today. And a good evidence of that is what has taken place in the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God does not give us a spirit of fear. It is not. It ought not to be found in the vocabulary of a child of God. I never will forget some time back, some things were taking place, and we're in the forefront of a battle taking place not just in Jacksonville but internationally, when we were confronting the Islamic jihadists in our city and what they were doing nationally and warning of that. That was back in the days that I was doing the manuscript and preparing the publication of a 25-chapter book, 345 pages, called Is Islam Tolerant? And my bride said on one occasion, says, do you ever get afraid? And I said, not yet. And the whole bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that in a brave fashion. I'm saying that we ought not to be afraid of what we see taking place. We need to read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and know what God is saying and where we are in society. But, ladies and gentlemen, our moral, ethical, spiritual values in America have been declining on a rapid pace under the Obama, Autopen, Biden administrations. Keep in mind, Obama had 8 years in the Oval Office, and then 4 years with Autopen Sleepy Joe Biden. But it was Obama in the background running the show. So Obama had 3 terms in the Oval Office, and he made the statement that he would fundamentally change America. And that's what we've seen progressively, rapidly taking place in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media and the Socialist Democratic Party, we've witnessed them spitting in the face of God, literally challenging God. The Democrats have given us our nation's woke, progressive disregard for truth. The Democrats have given us the transgender movement, claiming that man can be a woman, woman can be a man, and taking young boys and girls and butchering their bodies on the premise that you could transition and change the DNA and make a female out of a male. We've seen the Democrats that have destroyed our security with the open borders. By the way, I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a closed border, sealed border today. In fact, I was listening to President Trump as he was being interviewed on Fox News this morning. I think it was about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he said they've not had a single, in the past week, not a single person cross the borders coming into America. If you want to come into America, you have means and methods to do so based on the immigration status for the United States of America. But the Democrats have given us the open borders, but President Trump, just in a matter of months, closed the borders. We've seen, ladies and gentlemen, through the Democratic, Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party, we have permitted the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to be promulgated and pushed in our schools. We have seen, ladies and gentlemen, the brainwashing and the sexualization and the weaponization of our kids, not only in high school, but in the universities and the prestigious universities at that. I'm thankful to see President Trump has started to modulate and modify that and changing the hearts and the minds of the leaders and these prestigious universities that have lost the sight of anything called academia. We've witnessed the Democrats, the Socialist Marxists, as they have destroyed our educational system. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Good news today. The assassin that took the life of Charlie Kirk has been captured, is in custody, and we're going to talk about that during this broadcast. But I want to let you know we have a very special guest that's here today, a man that loves the Lord, a man that is a supporter of Let's Face the Issues. He is a retired Air Force Special Missions pilot, Marshall Wood. Marshall, thank you for joining us today.
Well, Pastor, good morning. Let me be the first to welcome you, sir, to the days of Noah.
Days of Noah.
I think we're there.
Absolutely.
You know, God is He's God of symbols, isn't he?
Yes.
And I think we have two real big ones. The man who was just slaughtered before our eyes a few days ago was Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
What does Kirk mean?
Don't know.
Church.
Church, that's it.
Kirke.
That's right, German.
Kirke, well, yeah. Scotland.
Yes, Scotland.
The Kirke. And what is the symbol of intellectual freedom in America? The college, the university. Where was Mr. Church slaughtered?
College.
In a university. So I think those are two very fundamental things that we need to be aware of. Sometimes we miss the obvious.
Yes.
But God is a God of symbols, and he told us that a lot of things would be happening in the latter days that we better be aware of, didn't he?
That's right.
And one of them was just Israel returned to the Promised Land, 1948, year I was born.
That's right.
And we knew that the clock would start ticking at that time. I had the privilege of flying in the Arab-Israeli War in October of 1973. And I saw God deliver Israel through basically the power of the United States Air Force and our ability to logistically support them, and some things he did with Kissinger and Nixon that were out of character for them that helped Israel. We live in propitious times. And there was something that Charlie Kirk said the other day that's important. Extremely important for us to understand. He was responding to a very shrill woman who was in his face about separation of church and state. You monster, don't you understand that? And he didn't blink an eye. He said, America has a problem, and the problem is, now this is my paraphrase of his words, America has a problem. And the problem is rooted in this fact. The Constitution of the United States is a Christian document.
Yes.
Provably. But we are no longer a Christian nation. And that's where our dissonance is coming from. We are governed by a pretty righteous document. And Charlie Kirk knew the quality and the righteousness of that document that needed to be defended.
Absolutely.
And yet, the people surround him, except for a relatively small percentage now, hate God and therefore hate his document that he gave us. God gave us the Constitution
Absolutely.
Of the United States.
Amen.
There is no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And John Adams would ratify that. But we need to understand, sir, I realize you're the theologian. I'm just an old worn-out pilot.
Join the club.
But you are an aviator, too. That's right. But the most critical thing that a pilot has when he's flying is situational awareness. Is that right?
That's right.
Particularly if you're flying formation. You don't have eyes on lead, you're heading for some real trouble. We've lost our situational awareness because our eyes have gone off the Constitution and the acknowledgement that it is a Christian doctrine.
We've taken our eyes off the compass.
Absolutely. And so now we're adrift on a sea of chaos.
Yes.
And the people that listen to your program, and listen, I want to do an ad for you. May I do that for just a minute, please?
Yeah.
I know I'm running off at the mouth
That's
here.
That's all
right. We, those who listen to you, need to be supporting your program. We need to. We need to let this period of darkness that we've just come into in our nation, even darker days.
Yes.
We need to recognize it. We need to have the situational awareness to know that we're headed into a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And there ain't no way we're going to get around it. Thunderstorm lights on. Mm-hmm. Altitude hold off. Continuous ignition on.
Yes.
Set your power. You're going to go through it. But we have to go through it and pay a price for it. And the paying the price for it is supporting this vital ministry.
Amen. Thank you.
Because, Pastor, without what you do every day from 11:30 to 12:30, Monday through Friday, plus you're speaking on Saturday, Sunday, too. Folks, this is the busiest man in the world. I can tell you that. I can attest to that.
I need a day stretcher.
Let me literally beg, do what I do. We support your ministry. But I feel compelled. I do it out of love, but we are compelled to do it because of the signs of the times. You understand what's going on. You are situation aware, not just because you're a pilot also, but you understand what is happening. And you do all that you can to warn us and to teach us. But I don't think enough of us are supporting you. And I'm not privy to, you know, the ins and outs of Let's Face the Issues. But I think you could use more supporters than you're getting. More that will look, I'm gonna give $50 a month or $15 a month or whatever you can do. And you haven't asked me to do this. Amen. This but is from my heart.
May your tribe increase.
Yes, sir. So I'm gonna cut this off. But let me ask the people that are listening out there, please, please, please join me in helping this wonderful servant of God deliver the news in a very, very dark period. The signs are there, folks. The signs are there. And if you haven't read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 very recently, understand that two things are happening right now. The man of perdition is slowly being revealed.
Yes.
He's coming out of the darkness. Could guess who he is, but that's not my business. But he's coming. He's here. That's why we have this evil. And the second is the great falling away.
That's right.
And the church is now populated with people who have, and these are the deacons of the churches, have never read the Word of God.
That's right.
Never. Never read the Word of God. And haven't read good books like, well, you're talking Dr. Scheftel's book, of course, but I brought one in here today by Mark Stein.
Yes.
America Alone. Written 19 years ago. And yet it describes exactly what's happening today. America is dying, provably, because of our failure to abide by the very first commandment. And what's the first commandment, Woody? Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. We are so deficient population-wise.
Yes.
In Europe, I'm using we, Western civilization, that they will not exist as a culture much beyond 2050.
If then.
I saw the documents in the Air Force, was in Intel for a while, and I saw the documents in the 80s that said the Soviet Union, back then the Soviet Union was a big deal, would not exist into the 21st century simply because of demographics. Their birth rate in Russia alone, which was the core of the USSR, was 0.8 live births per productive female, 18 to 36. You have to have 2.15 to sustain your population. If you
right.
fall below 1.8, what happens?
You disappear.
Your culture dies. Europe's been dead for a long time. Less than 5% of the people in Europe go to church anymore.
That's right.
Yet that's been the basis of what produced the world we live in, that America came out of. They're dead. But America alone in 2006 was still producing just enough. But guess what? The productive element of American culture, professing Christians, have believed a lie.
That's right.
Well, I want to live my best life and can't afford kids. Let's go on a cruise. Yeah, whatever. We simply couldn't even abide by that first verse. But the overriding verse, the most important verse that Jesus said when he was asked in Matthew 22 what was the most important, he said essentially to the young lawyer asking him, well, that's simple. You know the answer. You're Jewish. The Shema of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Right.
And these words I command you this day, that's who? Moses talking to the fathers of Israel, shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently what? Dear children. We're not producing children, and if we have, fathers have gone away from the houses.
Absolutely.
Or are distracted, aren't
right.
there. They have left the raising of children to the mamas, who are increasingly liberal in their thinking, and so we have raised a nation of unmen men, unmasculine men, and men are supposed to be the leaders of the culture.
J. Vernon McGee, years and years and years ago, back in the 60s, called called them pantywaist men.
Yes.
Pantywaist. And that's what we see taking place today. It's the reason God has appointed man to be the head of the home,
absolutely,
head of the church, and head of the governmental system today. And that's what we're seeing today as the implosion, as I call it, of our nation as a result of a failure on the part of men and their leadership.
And guess what? The lesson of history says that's what's killed every culture that's ever existed.
Absolutely.
The loss of essential masculinity caused by the encroachment of, what's the word, demonic feminism.
Yes.
And if you want the example of it, we'll just go to Isaiah chapter 3. But that's another story for another time.
I believe if I can help your memory, and your research and writing in one of your books years ago, you said it was called The Spirit of Jezebel.
That's it.
And I remember that. That's exactly right. But I'm thankful when we see men that has just been taken out of this world, his life taken. That is Charlie Kirk. I'm going to read a headline. Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, RFK Jr., talking about Robert Kennedy, the head of NIH today, on the assassination of Charlie Kirk, once again, a bullet has silenced the most eloquent truth teller of this era.
Absolutely.
That's coming out of Robert Kennedy's mouth.
Absolutely.
And this is what he says, and it's not, it's the Department of Health and Human Services, not NIH, but HHS. Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. hailed Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk as a relentless and courageous crusader for free speech after the 31-year-old was assassinated on Wednesday. Now, here's my question, Marshall. We have people like Matthew Dowd, the MSNBC, that was just fired as a result of saying, and I'm paraphrasing, that Kirk got what he deserved because he was teaching hate. I just read an article yesterday of a school teacher, I forgot what state, I think it was Tennessee, where made almost the same statement. And as of this morning, she's been relieved of her duties and responsibility in teaching. What do you say to those that are looking at it? And then there's the Southern Poverty Law Center that is
Marxist.
Marxist, totally Marxist.
Absolutely.
And they have named ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, as being a hate organization.
Yeah.
They had said that Charlie Kirk was preaching and teaching hate. And with those things being said, what can we expect from society with somebody that thinks, well, I'm going to cure the problem by assassination, I'm going to cure the problem by beheading? What are your thoughts in relationship to what we see? The point that I'm asking, Marshall, is that are we seeing what is redounding from the hate communication coming from the left, the Marxist media, and the communist network called Democrats? Are we witnessing the end result of what they're saying, and now they're saying that we as conservatives are preaching and teaching hate?
What's that guy's name? John Huss of the 15th century, what did he say?
Standing truth, learn the truth, live it, tell it, and stand for it, defend it even today.
Yeah, I try to remember. You say it so fast every day. I've been able, but know the truth,
yes.
Love the truth, tell the truth.
Yes,
truth is what is missing in our culture. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, as Charlie Kirk mentioned shortly before he was shot.
Yes.
We in America are following what Jesus said, your father, the devil, when he was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees. We have taken our eyes off the leader, and Satan has fooled us. And we're now trotting down this little nasty broad path that leads to destruction. And we don't even know it, because the father of what? Lies.
Absolutely.
Has come into our culture. And we have put before our eyes graven images, the works of our own hands, our golf clubs,
yes,
our football tickets, and other things. And we have forgotten that the Shema of Israel applies to us.
Absolutely.
Three elements. What's the first one? Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It takes the Holy Spirit to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Secondly, the words I command you this day shall be in your heart. You must know the Word of God, and men particularly,
Yes.
Most of them have never read it. I'd say it's 99.9% have never in a 4 or 5 month period gone from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21.
Right.
And really absorbed it.
Well, I've been in Sunday school all my life, Woody. I've heard it. And a Catholic friend said, well, I'm in Mass every time I'm supposed to be there for 3 years. I'm going to hear the whole Bible. Nonsense.
Yep.
The Word of God speaks to us. Mem, 13th Hebrew letter, M-E-M, happens to corresponds to Psalms 119, 97 to 104. The central issue is this. For I know more than